Well, you might not have heard of a radio station that broadcasts every day, all day across Washington State for the print disabled. That means people who are visually impaired or unable to hold or turn a page. The Evergreen Radio Reading Service has had more than a 40-year run, but the station fades to quiet today, as correspondent Anna King explains.
You have to have a special radio to listen. Each day, volunteer readers give voice to regional newspapers, sports commentary, and even grocery ads. But that's all over. One legally blind listener who will miss the station is Frank Cuda of Benton City in South Central Washington.
If they're reading the cartoons, they describe the cartoons. If you're reading the grocery ads, they describe the grocery ads. And grocery ads are pictures, you know. Even with the internet, a blind person can't go out on the internet and read the grocery ads out of the newspaper. They're pictures, you know. So there are many things that would just be gone.
Cuda says he'll also miss listening to curated shows with local and national news while doing other things around the house. Now he expects he and others, including seniors, will have to search more or get help to find the same news and information. Just a few years ago, the Evergreen Radio Reading Service had a $150,000 budget, 75 volunteers, and 2 paid employees. State budget cuts curtailed most of that in 2011. But a bit of fudging kept readings of the Seattle Times on the air, and volunteers filled in the on-air gaps with reading programs from other states. I'm Anna King in Benton City.
Evergreen Radio Reading Service has been run by the Washington State Library. Oregon's visually impaired have a station called Omni Media Networks. Idaho had reading services for the print disabled until 2008, when funding was cut.